Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Samantala po, sa ibang balita, nabigyan naman ng oportunidad ang mga migrante, asylum seeker at mga refugee na naniniran sa Australia na maibahagi ang kanilang mga tradisyonal na pagkain habang nakakabenepisyo sa isang trabaho. Ang negosyong not-for-profit na Free to Feed ay naglunsad ng isang bagong catering branch upang matugunan ang mataas na antas ng kawalan ng trabaho ng mga refugee sa bansa. Narito po ang ulat ni Bethan Smoliniak na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Upang matugunan ang hindi pantay na ekonomiya, isang not-for-profit na negosyo ang tumutulong sa komunidad ng migrante at refugees sa pamamagitan ng pagkain. Inilunsad noong 2016, layo ng Free to Feed na ipagdiwang ang iba't ibang luto sa Australia habang binibigyan ang mga migrante ng trabaho. Sinabi ng CEO at co-founder ng Free to Feed na si Loretta Bolotin, ang misyon ng negosyo ay hindi lamang upang tulungan ang mga refugee, migrante at asylum seeker sa pinansyal na paraan, ngunit ito din ay upang tulungan silang maka-adjust sa Australia.
When people are journeying towards us, they are imagining Australia to be their new home. They want to settle here, they want to participate, they want to find jobs and start families or reconnect with families. But unfortunately, the reality is that when one arrives in Australia seeking asylum, it's a difficult process. There's a period of detention, and then even once a person is living in the community, it's really difficult to navigate completely new systems, to look for work, and to find ways to make friends.
Lumabas sa ulat na 85% ng mga Australiano ang ipinagmamalaki ang multikultural na kasaysayan ng nasyon. Sa kabila nito, marami sa mga migrante ang dumadaan sa isolasyon at humaharap sa mga seryosong problema sa pakikipag-ugnay. 4 beses ding mataas ang antas ng kawalan ng trabaho para sa mga refugee. Si Shanez Albokhalife ay isang asylum seeker mula Iran na tumakas para sa kanyang kaligtasan. Nagtatrabaho siya bilang isang cooking instructor sa Free to Feed. Sinabi niya na sa simula ay naging mahirap ang kanyang buhay sa Australia.
When I first arrived to Australia, that was very difficult for me because I didn't know any English and it's a new culture, new country, new place. No home, no language, no job. It was very difficult for me.
Dagdag niya, ang pagiging isang guro ng pagluluto ay nagpapahintulot din sa kanyang ipasa ang kanyang kultura sa iba sa parehong paraan na ito ay ipinasa sa kanya.
When I got married, I was 18 years old and on that time I didn't even know how to fry eggs. But after that, my mother-in-law taught me how to cook and every day she taught me. And now I have been cooking about 27 years and I am so happy because I like cooking, my job, and I like especially work with these lovely people.
Sinabi ni Binibining Bulotin, misyon ng Free to Feed na matipon ang mga tao mula sa iba't ibang kultura sa pamamagitan ng pagkain.
I've had that thread of being passionate about food as a catalyst for conversation. And I guess through my work experience, I found that a lot of refugee people seeking asylum also bought that food culture. One of the women in our program grabbed her hands as her certificate. She's been a mother and cooking for her family for the last 30 years. But food is something that she knows how to do and it's something that she can do here and do well in Australia.
Simula nang magbukas ang Free to Feed sa Melbourne, nakapagbigay ito ng mahigit 13,000 bayad na kasanayan at nakapagbigay din ng mahigit 350,000 dolyar na sweldo sa kanilang mga empleyado. Sinasanay ng head chef na si Misha Tropp ang mga empleyado ng Free to Feed. Karamihan sa kanila ay mga babae na tumakas sa kaguluhan at naghanap ng mabutang buhay sa Australia. Ayon kay Misha Tropp, masaya siyang nakikita na nagiging matatag ang kanyang mga estudyante sa labas at sa loob ng kusina.
When I started in June, I was working with this woman, Riyama. Riyama's from Syria, and she could communicate, but she still had low-level English. She didn't have a lot of confidence and was quite quiet. In over 3 months of working with her, I've discovered that actually she was an amazing cook and got to learn a lot from her. And then in the last month, I have transitioned her cooking classes, which for someone who wasn't very confident, to have her standing up in front of a group of people and teaching them is such a big win.
Sa kabila ng pagiging guro, sinabi ni Ginontrop, marami din siyang natutunan mula sa mga migrante at refugee.
I'm constantly learning about food and technique, about their culture. I'm learning about people. It's very humbling.
Inilunsad ngayon ng Free to Feed ang isang catering branch na magpapasok at magsasanay ng mga kusinero mula sa Iraq, Syria at Palestine. Ang bagong menu ay magtutuo ng pansin sa mga Middle Eastern cuisine tulad ng baba ganoush, mahamara dips, saffron poached pears at rose baklava. Hinihikayat ni Binibining Bulletin ang mga tao na tumulong sa pagbibigay ng suporta sa mga refugee at migranteng kaniyang kinukuha.
Catering and events is a you know, a very vibrant space, and we believe that there is a lot of opportunity for local members of the community and the business community to make really simple, ethical decisions to purchase catering from Free to Feed and help to, you know, create a social impact and provide an opportunity to someone.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.